Oh, and Simon has been doing this thing this year. Each year he has something that he throws out all the time. One of them that he does is, what happens when you sing that in public? He's been doing that one. And he also does, was that serious? Uh-huh. Says, was that serious? When it's obvious that it was, and you knew eventually someone was going to take it really bad. So I'm going to check it out.
Always when I'm on, leave your life on, play for a bit, little boy, smile.
Sandy, I didn't understand a word of that.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't. I mean, it was literally like some language I've never heard in my life. I've got to ask you this question, Sandy. Was that serious?
Oh.
Oh. All right, I'm sorry I asked.
He's crying.
Okay, sweetie.
It's okay.
You don't have to apologize at all.
Well, she does a bit.
Simon, stop it.
Oh, I know.
Ouch.
Oh.
He did look. Simon. He did look like he felt bad at first, but then he was like, "Wait a minute! I've got to maintain my hard-ass nature. I can't let people down. They expect this from me." Probably one of the more interesting parts of the show, especially since Cowell definitely has the thing for the more attractive people who come try out.
Yeah.
You haven't noticed? Have you picked up on this
yet?
Yeah. You can tell his face lights up the minute they walk in. They're like, please sing well, or at least halfway decent, so we can move you on. I think he got a little bit jealous at Randy Jackson talking to this chick.
Stronger, we both will be stronger.
All right, cool. So it says here you live on a ranch.
It's kind of like a ranch. That's what they told me.
A lot of cows, horses.
Lots of cows, lots of horses.
Any bulls?
Actually, I think we have two.
Can we move this on, please?
So excited.
Simon, what do you think about her singing?
I think, Bailey, you are one of these girls who is probably born to be a pop star, basically. You know, you look great, your personality's fantastic, your voice isn't great at the moment, I'm sure it will be in 2 or 3 years' time.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, you are commercial with a capital C.
And then at the exact same time, Randy, Cowell got up, zip, yep. Seriously, weren't they laying out? That girl was 16 years old, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
And quite attractive. Didn't it sound like they were kind of laying it on a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Especially Randy with this. So, live on a ranch, huh?
Yeah.
Great small talk, Randy. We can see how you score the ladies, man. Pimp. Man, how do you do it? Okay, this was odd. There was a contestant that they initially made a mistake on that I really don't understand how you can make this kind of mistake. Check it out.
In this old world, it's a new world, and a bone world. For me.
Interesting.
Wild.
Well, you definitely have a unique voice. It was, you know, the whole, your facial expressions and your phrasing.
Well, I think she did the Michael Bublé version still as Nina Simone.
Okay, Randy, yes or no?
I don't know, I'm a little confused by this one.
You know what it is? Actually, this is the hardest thing to try to explain. But you need to look at yourself in the mirror and watch yourself perform, and watch what you're doing when you're doing these weird faces. Because what it does, it takes away from hearing your voice, and then we're stuck on watching these facial expressions that you make.
And you need a great vocal coach.
Yeah, it's almost like there's more attention paid to the affectations and the faces than there actually is to the song and the melody.
Okay, let's sum this up. Randy, yes or no?
I'm going to have to say no. I don't think you're quite ready yet.
And it bums me out, because I
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Don't pay attention.
I know. Wait, do you understand you are a rare, you're a very rare talent? I'm going to have to pass. I'm sorry.
What? Okay, she's a rare talent, right? Well, you're a very rare talent, but you make weird facial expressions. They bring crappier people on who can't sing at all. And, on the finals because, you know, they're redheaded or they're from some kind of weird small town. You know, they have to pick out someone who's unique looking. And then someone comes along and has kind of interesting facial expressions when they sing. So you're out of here. Cal said, I would have said yes. So they bring her back and say,
oh, whoops, we're a bunch of morons. I didn't realize that
half your songs are only going to be seen. on TV. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, eventually your career is probably going to be radio-driven, you know, internet-driven. It's going to be music. Maybe we shouldn't focus so much on the facial expressions, and maybe you could just tone them back a little bit. Yeah. And how did Paula sound like she was really all together there?
No.
And yeah, may want the mirror and hold on. Look, I'm having a drink. And the biggest mistake you can do is go up and shake Paula's hand. Check out this moronic contestant. Don't go approach Paula Abdul at the judge's table, right?
Hello, Haley.
Hi.
Have you met Paula Abdul?
Never met Paula Abdul.
So nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
Can I shake your hand?
Can I come up?
Yes, you can.
I'm not
going to
be
quite as
thoughtful.
See?